July 1st, 1907. In the divine will, one forgets about sins. I was reading about a female saint who would think constantly about her sins, asking God for sorrow and forgiveness. In my tear, I was saying, Lord, what a difference between myself and this saint. I, who do not think about sins, and she, who always thinks about them. It shows how I got it wrong. In one instant, I felt him move in my interior. Something like a flash of light formed in my mind, and I heard him say, Silly, silly that you are. Don't you want to understand this? When in the world has my will ever produced sins or imperfections? My will is always holy, and one who lives in my will is already sanctified and enjoys, nourishes herself with, and thinks of all that my will contains. And even though she has committed sins in the past, finding herself in the beauty, in the sanctity, in the immensity of goods that my will contains, she forgets the ugliness of her past and remembers only the present, unless she goes out of my will. Then, as she would return to her own being, it is no wonder that she remembers sins and miseries. Keep well in mind that these thoughts of sins and of oneself cannot enter my will. And if the soul feels them, it means that she is not stable and fixed within me, but she makes some exits. Then, finding myself in my usual state, I saw him for just a little, and he told me, My daughter, as much as the truth is persecuted, one cannot help recognizing it as truth. And the time comes in which that very persecuted truth is recognized and loved. In these sad times, everything is falsehood and duplicity. And so that truth may have lordship, man deserves to be beaten and destroyed. Part of these blows they themselves will give to themselves and will destroy one another. Others will come from me, especially for France. There will be such a great mortality as to almost depopulate her.